Life is a box of chocolates, Forrest. You never know what you are going to have.
生活就像一盒巧克力，你永远不知道下一块会是什么。我心怀好奇与期待，那些味道如何充实我的灵魂与现实。
Imagine que tu m'aimes encore.Que notre amour ne soit pas mort.
Well, the concept of the uniting of the opposites in which the unfathomable God requires human help and both God and man work together is part of the old heritage of the Jewish mysticism. It meant a great deal to Jung when through Joshua Schumann,He became acquainted with the Kabbalah of Isaac Lurie, 16th century, who had captured these swords, which Jung himself valued so highly in mystical imagery. As the divine light streamed into the primordial space created by God, vessels were created to receiveThe separate rays, vessels that should catch and preserve them. Yet these proved themselves to be too weak to contain the light and burst asunder. This breaking of the vessel caused the demonic nether world of evil to come into being. Since then,All things carry to a certain extent the flow within themselves. Redemption lies in the restoration of the original condition before the break, and this process, according to Lurie, can be viewed as a perfecting of God. Redemption calls for an impulse which originatesNot only in God, but also an impulse originating in the Creator. Man participates in the cosmic divine events, in that he, in all his deeds, attempts to restore the origin union, even his mystical meditation in prayer, which is described as a descent to the deepest ground of the soul.Assists in uniting the name of God. In Christian mysticism, it was above all Nicholas of Cusnus who saw the image of God as a union of opposites. Jung concluded his psychology of transference with these words, All the endeavor of our human intelligenceMust be concerned with these deep problems, that is, may rise to the simplicity where the opposites coincide. Jung saw the dignity of man in the fact that he can become conscious of a relationship with the numinous background of the soul, expressed in religious terms to the Godhead with this.The divine spark becomes an innermost possession of one's soul. Spontaneous experiences of God happen only to a few. Nevertheless, an individual can succeed to an experience of the numinous if he takes seriously the picture and dreams arising from the unconscious. Dreams are antonymous messageFrom the impenetrable background of the soul, which arise independent of one's will. Their often numinous character was emphasized by the theologian John A. Sanford when he gave his book on the meaning of dreams with the Christian experiences the title God's Forgotten Language. Jung disagreed with the words forgotten.I wrote 3 months before his death that the voice of God can still be perceived, If one is only humble enough. Religious experiences belong to the most intimate and personal of human experiences, yet they are of a universal validity and anyone can share in them. Since, from a psychological point of view, they are rooted in the collective unconscious and in collective archetypes, the psyche itself possesses a religious function, anima, neutrality, religiosa. The soul is religious by nature, formulated, Jung according to an old saying. The individual is placed in the middle of the process of revelation. In psychological terms, mystical experiences are exceptional only with regard to their intensity or degree, not in their essence, and that man in his innermost nature was created homo mysticus. Naturally, one cannot argue about the experiences of numinous, Jung wrote. One can only say that one has never had such an experience, and the other will say, "Oh, sorry, but I have." And with this, the discussion comes to an end. It is really of no importance what the world thinks about the religious experience. The one who has had such an experience possesses as a great treasure a thing which will be a source of life, meaning and beauty, and which will lend to the world and humanity a new splendor. Well, is the criterion by which such an experience should be judged invalid and such a base mere illusion. Is there actually a higher truth regarding ultimate things than that which helps one to live? Jung himself had repeated experiences of numinous in dreams, visions, and meditations. There, for him, always experiences of devastating reality. No one could see them as milestones marking his inner development. The inner experiences formed part of Jung's life elements far more and in a deeper sense than is true for most people. His definition, God is a primordial experience of man, is also a personal affirmation. In terms of breadth and content, his inner experiences surpassed that of his fellow mortals. This would very well be a reason why he and his ideas often appeared strange to others. They are not acquainted with the experiences which underline Jung's work. While in this paragraph, Yafei gave a very clear structure to understanding Jung's numinous experiences and how he discussed about his own experiences of the God and why people still need to explore his own religious or religional experiences, because that made your life to be eternal and will just not lost in the no-meaning life, and the suffering can be transcendent, that is from the psychological aspect, and from a very nature science aspect, that if one cannot prove that God is a non-existence, then it has to be a reality, so we have to accept it, this kind of reality, and to see that how limited a human life it is, and how a man's conscious was contribute to the collective unconscious. That's it. Thank you for today.